Hello, I'm Mark Elwood and welcome back to another Nikon podcast. If you want to check out any of our previous ones, like the holiday photo tips, which was so interesting we did before the holidays, you can go to press.nikonusa.com where there's a raft of great podcasts. And also, of course, all the contact details for the team at MWW if you have any additional questions. But today we're going to talk about something really, really exciting. Actually, about our DSLR range and a brand new camera that's being added to that. Of course, this year, we've already announced the D4, the D800, the D800E, where we've got amazing broadcast quality video available to anyone who wants to try it out. Today, we're going to talk about yet another amazing new camera, a sibling to these, which is a brilliant way for someone to try out a DSLR and try it for the first time, a new entry to the category. And who else to tell me about it but Steve Heiner. Steve, oh, hello.
Hello, Mark. Good to see you.
I couldn't talk about cameras without talking to you. But tell me, okay, make me sad. Where have you been? You're always jetting around. Tell me where your last jet set trip was.
It may not be as exciting as some of your travels, but just returned from the NAB, or National Association of Broadcasters, show in Las Vegas, where I'm proud to say the D800 won the Black Diamond Award from Digital Video Magazine. Best of show.
Do you get to keep that award?
Of course.
Does it sit on your desk?
I should hope so. That was an exciting show.
And it was exciting to announce these amazing cameras with real broadcast quality video. I mean, if someone uses a D4 and makes a home movie, they could get discovered by a Hollywood producer and they could put that video on primetime and it would look like everything else.
Absolutely. The camera's up to it. It's just up to them.
No pressure.
I know. Yeah, no pressure. But the D4 we introduced at CES in January, the D800 about a month or so after that, and they have been catching on like wildfire in the market. So it's very exciting.
So I want to talk about the new camera that's going to catch on like wildfire, we know.
Yes.
Which is another DSLR. Tell me about it. Tell me what's special about this new DSLR.
Well, the D3200 is unique in that it comes in kind of at the bottom of the range, more an entry-level camera that's designed for somebody who's either stepping up from a compact camera or maybe they have an older generation DSLR or SLR that they're looking to get into digital SLR photography. But what a way to do it.
Okay, before we go any further, Steve, I want you to give me all those number specs on the D3200. Run through them for me.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
An amazing 24.2 megapixel DX format CMOS sensor, brand new X-Speed3 image processing engine, has ISO capability from 100 all the way up to 6400, and then you can go one more step to 12,800 ISO for real low light pictures. 4 frames per second, continuous shooting, so you can grab those action shots of the kids. 11-point autofocus system, so you can capture your subject anywhere in the frame. It has an enhanced guide mode that helps you through the process of setting up the camera. It has scene mode, scene auto selector. It's got a brand new 3-inch 921,000-dot LCD monitor and the brand new wireless mobile adapter.
This was reimagined from the ground up, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the form factor works well. It's a very small, very compact camera at a very reasonable price. But the ability to actually put more resolution on the sensor, which will, of course, make much larger photographs, which gives people the opportunity to crop more creatively. They can do more with those photographs. And, of course, there are always different size resolutions that you can set in the camera. You have an abundance of resolution, but it doesn't mean you have to use it all the time. In certain instances, you may want the pictures just small enough to get into your computer and then post to Facebook, if that's the case.
But what's interesting about this is the way this camera really talks you through making the most of it, isn't it?
It does. We've had a couple of generations of our guide mode now. This enhances the guide mode experience by adding example photographs of all of the settings that are available in the camera. And the best part about this is that a new user can say, I like those photographs of waterfalls where the water looks really fuzzy and beautiful like National Geographic. How do I do that? You basically can go through the guide mode settings on the camera and it will assist you in setting the camera up to shoot that kind kind of photograph. And it will actually show you examples. So you kind of learn in the process.
So it does two things. It virtually idiot-proofs this camera, so it's risk-free for someone who's never used a DSLR before.
Right.
But instead of sort of fobbing them off and saying, don't worry, it's automatic, we take care of it, it's teaching people as they go so they can get more out of the camera the more they use it.
Anyone who might consider this can rest assured that the camera has full automatic operation, so they can take a picture within literally seconds of taking it out of the box. But if you want to learn more about photography, or if there's a particular type of photograph you want to accomplish, that's where the guide mode really comes in handy. And once you use it enough, you become comfortable with the settings in the camera itself, then next thing you know, you're an expert photographer.
That's brilliant. So it very much eases you into those technical areas.
It does, and it works really well.
Without you having to sacrifice convenience.
Exactly.
So tell me also, there's another amazing new feature,
yes,
which comes with a special, you know, groovy new accessory. What is this new feature that the D3200 is launching?
This is a really cool feature. It's an accessory called a WU1A. I know, very creative name. But what it is it's a wireless adapter that plugs into a port on the left side of the camera. And what that enables you to do is, as you're shooting photographs, it allows those photographs to automatically be uploaded to your smartphone.
So in other words, it makes sharing the photo very, very instant without fiddling with a new interface on the camera. You just go straight to your phone the way you normally share it.
That is exactly the idea. Now, in the past, we've had multiple generations of wireless Coolpix cameras that connected direct to Wi-Fi, but they were kind of difficult to use and, quite frankly, way ahead of their time. Now that because the ubiquitousness of all of the cell phones and smartphones that are out there in the market, it's much easier once you get the photographs into your phone to do what you would normally do with photographs and other files.
It makes your phone and your camera, merges them into sort of a flawless, seamless unit.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it has multiple modes. Not only can you, as you're taking photographs, will they be sent directly to your phone, but you can actually control your camera from your smartphone with this wireless mobile adapter.
So in other words, you get a remote control for your camera.
Even better than that, you can actually see what the camera sees because you can activate the live view setting, which puts the mirror up and activates the sensor, so it will wirelessly transmit a live picture to your smartphone of what the camera's seeing, so when you're getting the group shot together, you can see everything.
I was going to say, give me an example. So if you've got the whole family in the group shot, you set up the camera, and using this wireless adapter, you can furtively look on your smartphone and see whether it's framed properly.
Exactly. And
grandma's like sitting on the edge of the frame.
Right. If she's right there, edge being cut off, we can move everybody in, and then I can take multiple pictures. I can just press it and press it again and press it again. And those photographs can be retrieved, can be sent to my smartphone, can then be shared. It has a number of different features, which is really great. It's a small wireless dongle, plugs into the side of the camera, and then you would just go to the App Store on the Google Android market. It's available for Android OS right now.
But it will be multi-platform.
Very soon will be available for Apple iOS. Mm-hmm. So you can use it on both platforms eventually.
And one other thing, I don't want to forget video here. We talked about video in the D4 and the D800,
yes.
D800E. The video capacity of the D3200 is pretty darn good as well.
Which is amazing. As all of our cameras start to incorporate more HD features, this one is no exception. We can now do 1080p at 30 frames a second, 25 for our friends in Europe on the PAL standard, and 24 frames per second if you want a very cinematic look. But what's more important is this is the first time we've had a camera at this level in our range that actually allows for what's known as 720-60. And 720 at 60 frames per second is actually a way to capture very smooth motion. If you've got kids that play sports, it's a great way to capture them so that it doesn't look sort of jerky. It gives a very, very smooth video. And anybody a little more creative than that can actually slow that footage down to about 50% and get a slow motion effect that works really, really well.
I'm just going to think of 720-60 as the Sinatra mode when I think just smooth.
Very smooth.
Smoother than you could believe.
Very smooth.
This camera comes in black and red, so we've got a couple of options.
Yes.
And price-wise, the 3200 is how much?
$699 for the camera, and the wireless mobile adapter is only $59.95.
So for $60,
yeah,
you can merge your camera and your smartphone into this amazing dual operation.
Yeah, exactly.
And the camera's available late April,
yes.
And the dongle's available late May.
A little bit later, yes.
Okay, that's perfect. But we've also got, I don't want to overlook, we have one other amazing new piece of kit that we want to talk about today. This is a lens.
Yes.
Tell me why we're excited about this amazing lens.
Well, this is a brand new AFS 28mm 1.8G lens. Now, that 1.8 should tell you that it's a very fast aperture lens.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about fast aperture lenses and their wonderful bokeh effect, which is that very soft, shallow depth of field that can be achieved by using such a wide aperture. This is a very useful wide-angle type lens, single focal length, 1.8 aperture, that I think is a perfect match for a D3200 or literally any of our cameras, quite frankly. But it will work on any of our cameras that will take an AFS lens.
And it has the usual silent wave motor,
yes.
Where it will keep the focusing super quiet so you can
and
your kids
fast.
Play, you can focus and you're not going to distract anyone. But again, what amazes me about this is just like the 3200, the D3200, for someone who's looking to trade up a little and try a little higher grade photography,
yes.
This is another very affordable way to have huge potential at your fingertips.
It is. When you consider 28's a very useful focal length, 1.8 is a very desirable aperture, and it also has some of our high-end features like nanocrystal coat, which is a specific coating that we've developed to help minimize reflections inside the lens. So when you shoot pictures of point light sources or mm-hmm. lights, artificial lights at night, they stay pinpoint light sources. They don't stream or flare like you can typically get. And this lens will be available for $699.
And that's late May.
Yes.
So by the end of May, we can have this kit together and be playing around
with
yes.
it. Oh, yes.
That's our D3200 with this incredible enhanced guide mode that bridges the learning gap
mm-hmm.
to the DSLR without you missing out the chance to take great photos. This extraordinary slow motion potential with the 720-60, the Sinatra
mm-hmm.
setting. And then with the lens, you've got this extraordinary chance to play with things like bokeh.
Yes.
Which is not only one of my favorite words, but is one of my favorite techniques.
Yes. It's very popular.
Well, thank you as ever, Steve, for taking some time. If anyone wants to check out more specs on the camera, the dongle, or the lens, you can go to press.nikonusa.com. And of course, the team from MWW's contact details is all listed there. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.